Gary, you have a perspective on this sort of situation that most of us don't have also, because your son is in the army, and as a pastor, you've had the difficult responsibility of telling families that someone has died, even in times someone who was in the military. Could you maybe give your thoughts and a little of information and background on a situation like this from your perspective?
Well, first of all, I agree with what Bert said. And when I heard about this, I was basically appalled at the way that this particular congresswoman down there from Florida responded. As you know, as Bert knows, one of the most difficult things to tell somebody is that they have lost a loved one. And it was interesting that when I heard what President Trump had said to this lady about how that her son was a hero and that he knew what he signed up for, I thought those were good words. I've used those words myself, because what you are saying to the mother or the father in that case, your son is a hero. He knew exactly when he signed up to go to the military that he may have the responsibility of putting his life on the line in the future. I recall that when my son signed up, he's a major in the Army. I recall when he signed up that he and I had to make out his funeral arrangements. That wasn't the easiest thing to do, but we had to do it. And thank the Lord that so far, after about 15, 16 years, he is still with us. But you never know when the situation is going to come up, when he may be in harm's way and be shot, be hurt, be wounded, lose his life as a special op person, as a ranger. And so I tell you the truth, Isaac, I did not hear the conversation, obviously, between the president and these two ladies, but I thought that he did well in the words that he used. Now, we know Donald Trump isn't the most compassionate man when it comes to using words, and I wish that this back and forth that is going on in the country today between he and the congresswoman and this young fellow's mother would stop. But I was not in any way, shape, or form offended by the way that the president spoke to this lady and the words that he used.